Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. Think, aim, fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Fellas. Hey, guys.
I did watch my required video, if that's what we're leading off with. I watched my video.
I took a look at it. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I think it brings up a larger issue. The guys on YouTube, and I'm not trying to tar everybody with the same brush, you got to watch what you're doing. This video, I don't know, Bob, have you seen anything that bad?
Well, yes, I have. I mean, there's dudes shooting at each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but this one, I didn't even, like, research it, just watch the videos, doing stuff. So I did see it, and you can explain what the video is, but, I mean, the guy's pointing a loaded gun at the dude, and then actually takes a shot.
Yeah, it's the worst thing I've seen in quite a while.
Is that American?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Really? Yeah, that's American.
Okay.
Well, it goes into, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I was just talking to my buddy about this. So, like, I'm so sick of the industry and the videos. I mean, it's just embarrassing now. It's social media's fault. And yeah. It's the algorithm's fault. You know, like, it's gotta be videos. It's gotta be a certain amount of time for them to actually push it out to whatever. Well, then everyone goes down that road because everyone wants followers, right? That's the most important thing in life is having followers. And the most important thing for the social media is to keep you on your darn phone. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's forcing, and it's funny you sent me this because I was just talking about how it's ruining people. I mean, putting these stupid videos out and spending all this time doing these stupid videos, just for content. And it's like, you're going to eventually run out of content, right? So then you got to start adding the fluff that we were talking about last week and the stupid stuff and the stuff that doesn't matter. But I mean, unfortunately, that's what everyone wants to do because they're so worried about getting followers.
Yeah. This for our listeners, it starts with a guy taking a Glock 19 and putting it's locked back. He puts a magazine full of live rounds in it, chambers around, and points it right at the instructor's belly. I'm not kidding. The instructor grabs it by the top, pushes it off to the side. Then the guy torques off around.
Yep.
And of course, doesn't cycle because the guy has his hand on the slide.
Yeah.
And the instructor strips it out of his hand, chambers around, and starts shooting. The gun is at his belly. Okay. I've pointed guns at dude's belly before. I know you have, Bob. But, they were about to leave this earth had they not complied.
Right. A little bit different than doing it for a stupid video.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's unreal what people are doing now to get people to watch videos. It's dangerous and I can only see it getting worse.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, the people that don't realize or don't, well, I guess it is, don't realize how unsafe it is, and they're going to see that and they're going to want to one-up it. You know, if guys are shooting at each other with live ammo or if people are pointing guns at live ammo and then doing these things, well, then I need to do it too, right? And it just goes down that road. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. The problem is, from a human perspective, one, you're going to shoot somebody and kill them. But two, from a shooting industry perspective, any shooting death or severe injury at a range, it's national news. You know, it is going to be used by the other team. Yeah. We just created a video for the other team, for the people that want to strip us of our rights.
Yeah.
I mean, this right now, the legacy media could use this video as evidence that we're all a bunch of reckless thugs.
But you're right. That's what the, yeah, people need to think before doing stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, I was looking at that and I'm thinking, you know, if you had video of a legitimate instructor, like showing ready up drills and,
or, yep, that doesn't get any views. It's not cool.
I know. You're going to have to do shooting at each other while, you know.
Okay, and that's why it happens. Because they know that doesn't sell. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping the guy, I didn't look at any of the comments or anything. I'm hoping he's getting shunned. You know, and I'm hoping people aren't liking it and going, oh, well, cool. That's a good way to, you know, take a gun away from someone.
See, part of the thing with social media, I have developed this capacity to just not care. So during the height of the gushing love fest that was going on with the SIG P365, I put out a video saying SIG P365, not a gun I will carry.
Fine.
And you would have thought I was attacking their manhood. My normal like to dislike ratio on any video I put up there is like in the mid 90s. But that video, it's like 60.1% liked. Yeah. And I've had over 100,000 views of it. And it was such a sensation at the time that it got put up on the gun feed, which has since sort of fallen by the wayside. But, you know.
Gone away.
But I mean, I'm not one of those people to go along. Sometimes the hype is a little more than I'm willing to go with. I wait a long time whenever a new gun comes out.
Oh, yeah. Well, and look at YouTube. I mean, it is such a powerful tool. You can reach 100,000 people or more. You can reach a million. You can reach 5 million people. Why not show them something that's legit?
Yeah, because YouTube, look at how many things you can find on YouTube if you don't know how to fix something at the house. So just look at how many gun people, when they put it into YouTube, like how to unarm someone. And then that video pops up, and people that don't know any better are like, oh, okay, well, maybe I need to go out and practice this, you know?
Yeah, I just used it, how to install the parts in the Glock lower for those Glock clones that I made. And man, there were 50 videos on there. I had my pick. It's a powerful tool. Like Bob said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Just remember, when you're playing with guns on YouTube, you are going to serve as an example for the team.
Exactly.
Now, I've never seen anything like this. I don't know who this dude is, but I'm guessing if he is actually doing classes, everybody's probably gone by after the first hour.
I would hope so.
Or dead.
Yeah, we're dead. Speaking of experts, I hate this, but I think we need to talk about it. Anytime there's a mass shooting, the trolls and the gun experts crawl out of their hole to tell you what kind of firearm you need. Usually it's anything but an AR. I mean, and unfortunately, a lot of these dudes say they're ex-military. To be clear, these guys are not firearms experts. I don't know of very many in the gun community, although I think I can come up with a few names here. And I know these two dudes can help me come up with a few more. I've been a soldier, a policeman, and I've been writing about guns.
Hang on a second there, soldier, policeman. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
I knew it.
This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We're talking about we were just talking about stupid people and stupid training and going along to get along and social media influence that influences the influencers. Where were you going there, Lee? You were about to go somewhere, and I had
I talked about experts.
Okay.
Because I mean, right now, everybody on Twitter is an AR-15 expert. and, you know, I've been writing about guns. I've used them professionally. I'm not certainly not an expert. I'm about as far from being a gun expert as you can. I can't name too many, although we got one on the show. I'd say, Bob, being an expert is somebody I'm going to take their advice unequivocally. I'm going to do what they say just because they are who they are. And I'd put you up there, brother. I don't mean to kiss your butt, but you are the true tactical shooting expert. If you told me to start using only my left hand, I probably would. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I think what makes him an expert in the subject matter is that he has figured out the tools that work best for him.
Yeah.
And you just run them, right? You're just running them.
Yeah, I think how you become an expert is you have to have done it for real, and you have to have done it for real many times to actually figure out what works and what doesn't.
Right. Yeah,
especially on the training side.
And to understand
gear is always going to change and the equipment's going to change, all that stuff. But like, I think the biggest thing, as long as we still have rifles and pistols, it's the smarter ways to train is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Tactics are going to change. Tactics are going to be different for everyone, and it's going to be different for every situation. But the shooting never goes away. And that's not going to change in gunfights until the equipment that we're using and the guns we're using changes.
I would say others I know are Alan Gottlieb. I mean, he is my boss at Second Amendment Foundation. He's the Thomas Jefferson of gun rights. There is nobody better. I'd even put, and this is somewhat controversial, I put Larry Vickers up there as a 1911 expert. Everybody I know that has attended his Build a 1911 class and has paid a hell of a lot of money, walked out of there with a finely tuned 1911, has said it's one of the best classes they've ever taken.
Yep, yeah, for like that, you know, that's kind of his niche and that's his expertise.
Yeah, he's written good books on the 1911, doesn't stray from outside his wheelhouse. I would put, Dave Workman, the editor at SAP up there for wheel guns. I mean, Dave knew the dude that invented the 44 Magnum. Okay, he used to run around with Jeff Cooper. He's carried a wheel gun and reviewed wheel guns. He's probably got two or three on him right now. I don't know anybody that shoots a revolver like him other than, you know, Jerry Mickler.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
A true expert. I don't, you know, if these type of dudes told me to ditch my AR because it's no good, I'd consider it to go back to the AK.
That's what people were saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need an AR. And they're saying that they're a military veteran and an AR is a weapon of war and you shouldn't have one. Civilians don't need them. But I'm like, oh, jeez, what the heck?
Yeah. Which military did I serve in?
I don't know. I think the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's this thing about the AR that I've been saying all along. So, you know, they had Dettelbach in front of the house. And they wanted him to define the AR, you know, what is an assault weapon. And he told them, well, that's up to you, right? So why aren't they sitting there going, you know, we can make the description right now. A assault weapon is based upon the mechanics inside the fire control group. It has to come to you with a automatic sear. Not, it can't be converted. You know, we're not talking about guns that can be converted. We're talking about, if you want to know what an assault weapon is, it has a selector switch, and it is mechanically able to fire automatic fire.
Right. Select fire. Yep. Yeah.
Right. And then put that out there, codify that, and then say, by the way, the Hughes Amendment, that's out of the way. Because now we're going to have, now you can buy a assault rifle, and maybe it has to be on the NFA, but instead of it being $30,000, maybe it's $2,000.
Sure.
But I don't understand why they're not going with that. I don't understand why they're not rolling that out, going, hey, here's our opportunity. Is it just me?
No, I'm jumping up and down. Define it. Yeah, it's a military-style rifle that has select fire. Boom.
Crazy.
And when you look at I just wrote about this recently. When you look at the number of ARs used in crimes or even homicides, it's so small. I'm just going to cite this again. There were more than 10,000 firearm homicides in 2019, but only 364 involved rifles. And that's rifles of all types because the FBI doesn't define or maintain a specific data set for assault rifles. So we're probably talking about less than 100. You know, if you look at handguns, out of that 10,000 firearm homicides, they're responsible for 6,300. And knives killed 1,400 people that year. So it's not the assault weapon. It's not the AR. I just, you know, I'll admit this. I get a little worked up.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It is. I do too.
I mean, can you name a better platform for self-defense, for home defense than an AR?
I mean, it's going to be the best. What's up? You got to do it, don't you, Bill?
No. No, you just started. Your audio started to spaz.
Oh, I did it. I got one more rant, and then we'll get to the question. You know, I spent a significant amount of my life studying Russian and the Soviet military, and including their annual victory parade that's in May. Did you dudes see the parade this year?
I saw a clip of it.
Yeah,
it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had entire tank battalions. You had rocket units. You had, you know, BRDMs, BMPs, ADA, a huge aircraft show. Yesterday, they had one tank, one track vehicle, and it was a T-34, which is a World War II vintage tank. But this one wasn't even Russia. It was made in Ukraine. It was a Kharkiv. And they had no aircraft. So,
yeah, I just saw a clip of, like, the marching, so I didn't see any of the equipment.
I would say the rest of their tanks are over in Ukraine, working as pop-up targets for the Ukrainian gunners.
I volunteered to go over there and fly drones with grenades attached to them.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But,
you know, they're saying Poland has a stronger military.
Well, that's just sad. Coming up on the next break, Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org, at armedamericannews.com, and at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller, he runs Gamut Resolutions. If you want to learn from an expert in the subject matter, which is gunfighting, that's where you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Get ready for difficult times at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the warning from Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
That's the date Title 42 expires. It was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. The White House says it's trying to find a path forward to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Staff from congressional leaders' offices and the White House are meeting daily to try and find an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders from both parties met with the president. Another meeting is set for Friday. Wall Street closing mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 30 points. The S&P 500 gained 18 points. And the Nasdaq climbed 126. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back. We are talking with Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions, Lee Williams. Investigator. This is Think, Aim, Fire, by the way, just for, you know, just so we know. And, well, where are we going now, fellas?
We got questions, and I like this one a lot. I live on a half-acre lot in a Miami suburb that's becoming worse each day. Moving is not a financial option yet. I want to get a dog to plus up my home security. What breeds do you recommend? Any you wouldn't? And it's signed, thanks, drowning in meth heads.
but definitely not an expert on dogs. So you guys,
no, me either. I would recommend a Boston Terrier. That's what I have.
So, it depends on what you're using it for. Are you using it for like home alert, or are you using it for self-protection? That's going to be totally different. Yeah, because when it comes to like just knowing someone's around and that early alert, I mean, any dog that barks, it works. You can, I think we've talked about this before, but I mean, you can't beat a dog. I mean, yeah. If it's inside, it's going to be a little bit different, but if you have a dog that actually lives outside or stays outside like they do in Afghanistan and patrols their, like, their actual, like, home, which they do. It doesn't matter what you're doing and who you are, you can't beat a dog. I mean, they smell you coming. They hear you coming. So when they start barking, even if it's not the house that you're going to hit or go to, it's an early alert. I mean, we ran into it so many times overseas that we started, like, instead of doing walk-ins, I just started landing back on the X, because, you know, if you're doing a 2-mile walk-in, 5-mile walk-in, and then 3 blocks or 4 blocks out, the dogs start barking in the village. everything leading up to that was worthless, because now everyone knows someone's outside the village.
They were outside your house.
I mean, it's crazy. You really, dogs are awesome. For that sense, now if you're talking
personal defense, and then obviously you're going to go into a different breed. But anything that can detect, especially with a good nose and barks, it's dogs are awesome for home security.
Yeah, I'm very happy with, you've met Willa. She's a little Boston Terrier. Somebody's at the door, she barks her head off. And then, obviously she's not going to drag anybody down by the neck, but, it sure lets me know that, somebody's there.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what kind of dog it is, if that's what you're using.
But that's what you're concerned with. Any dog that can, some consent to that and actually bark, you know.
You're spazzing on us again on the reception.
What are the teams using now? Is it all Malinois?
Yeah, for us. But LE, they use multiple different breeds. I think most of them are going to that though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know of one police canine who's probably been put down that I think it bit Daniel and everybody at the department at some time. I mean, dudes were talking about shooting him or shooting the handler, and that was a shepherd. didn't get me, thank God. But, yeah, it bit a lot of dudes. Dudes writing a report, doctors up, bites him in the leg. But, you know, I would say I'm with you. The Malinois, I think, is the way to go. They're way.
You get one, be prepared. Those things are high energy.
Yeah. So it's my Boston Terrier.
you have to run those things.
I have a Caucasus Shepherd.
Anonymous. And Bob, I know the sender on this one, but they don't want their name to be used. This is a big question. They reached out. What does Bob think would constitute adequate training for teachers to carry concealed? How about if they only use it to defend their classrooms and not hallways or looking for the shooter? I know. You got a couple hours? We'll answer that.
No. I mean, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be different for each individual. I mean, first
this one matters.
First you got to get them to the point that they can't miss it, whatever distance it is. That depending on how big the classroom is and where they're at in the classroom, the longest distance, you know, you get to each point where under stress they can't miss. I'm sorry, guys.
The dog. Somebody's there.
I know.
Somebody's breaking in.
But then the hard part is the funding to actually keep them trained, right? And the time off. You can't just get someone proficient and be like, okay, they're trained, they're good, and then not do anything for another year. I mean, if it's something like that and that important to where something goes down. I mean, I would, if it was up to me, that'd be a weekly qual. And if they couldn't, like, I'd just come up with my own qual once they got to that point, and then it'd be weekly. Yes, that is totally not doable. But like a more doable thing, like the actual, that might actually happen. I mean, a monthly qual. But I mean, literally, if it was me and I had my own way and they were actually going to be carrying a gun and they were going to be the ones pulling the trigger if something happened, there'd be a weekly call to make sure that they're still up to standard.
See, I don't see anything wrong with that. I just don't think pushing that, the money.
There's
no way.
There's no way it would happen. Yeah, no way. There's no way that would happen, but if I had my way, that's how serious I am about not only being the best at what you're going to do when it comes down to that shot, but actually staying proficient at it.
But as it was explained to me, they're looking to maybe for a lockbox at the teacher's desk, and then lock if the bad man comes, locking the door of the classroom, putting the kids all in one corner, and then shooting anything that comes through that door. Does that change your requirement, or would you still have that?
then it comes down to all the different factors. Are they going to have the right mindset to be able to, like, who else is coming through the door? Obviously, cops need to clear rooms.
Yeah.
So are they? Because I do agree with the whole shutting, locking the door, getting the gun, getting everyone to a corner. You're in that corner with the gun facing the door. So right when the door, door opens, I mean, you got the guy dead to rights. I mean, that's how I tell people to do home defense, too. If you have the opportunity to get your family to one room, you know, get them in a corner, you sit there and wait. I mean, I don't care who the guy is. If your gun's up and ready to go at the door, when the guy comes in, I don't care how fast he's flowing in that room, you're dead. So, but now can you actually pull the trigger and hit the target under stress? So, I mean, to me, the training would still be the same, even if that's their SOP to get everyone to a corner, stay there, then be up at, you know, and then gun be up on target once the door opens. You still can't miss. You miss five rounds, the guy comes in, and now you're sitting there with all the kids back there, that you're open. Yeah.
Hold it right there for me.
The guy comes in.
Hold it right there. We're good. Last break. Last break. And then you guys can run unfettered in the next segment until I run out of time. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, at armedamericannews.com, and at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller, you can find him at gamutresolutions.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Low talking to this is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. That interrupting stuff is always just so annoying, isn't it?
We're going to go on public radio, man. No commercials. Oh, I'm sorry. They have commercials. They'd never let us on.
Well, plus, all the ones that get funding and they're public radio, well, you just have fun on there, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure you won't have an editor in charge of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pre-screened everything. I think we got that one handled. We got a ton of night vision questions. Four of them are from Vape. I'm just going to hit them. Bob, do you recommend a helmet with NVG? What do you think of the head straps that are out there? Because they're cheaper.
I have nothing against doing. We used to call them skull crushers. They don't work as well as a helmet, at least back in the day. They're probably a lot better now. If it comes to self or home defense stuff, using it. not only cheaper, but way lighter and easier to put on. They've come a long way. I mean, I have nothing against using skull crusher head mount.
Well, just the term skull crusher right now has me thinking no.
they used to hurt, man. Yeah, so helmet was always, you know, cause, I mean, we would always wear a helmet, especially after 9/11. So we never used those skull crushers, but back in the day, I think it was even like Ranger Battalion, we had those things, and they wouldn't stay in your head right. You really gotta counterbalance them. I'm sure they come a long way. So all that. Yeah, but if it's a cost of them, absolutely.
You know, I will say they make non-ballistic helmets out there that are not the $700-$800 you're going to pay for a decent helmet.
Yep, you need a bumped helmet and just mount have a good mount.
Yeah. What's the difference in the generation of the optics other than price?
I don't know.
I know the
Bill, are you a night vision guy?
No.
I mean, the
night vision that I used, it was really good. I mean, I could read a book
was
in the dark with
a flashlight?
No. It was actually something on my face. It was real night vision. But I mean,
was it a torch?
No. It was night vision. NVGs. It stuck a long way
out. As long as you don't have to light it. Do you recommend an IR illuminator?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, that goes on your laser, but yes.
One more. Have you ever used any of the cheaper imports? How do they compare to military grade?
No, I have not. So, seems like...
I guess the question is, what designates military grade?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about that before?
Does that mean that it won a military bid?
Yeah, correct.
Because I've always wondered that too. Like it's such an easy term to throw out there.
Well, look at our ARs, bro. I mean, to call it a military grade would be an insult.
And the reason, I mean, that's the reason why I asked. I don't know, I thought it was on this show, but I was asking someone, like, what actually determines military grade? Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on my rifle that I say is military grade, but then when you start thinking about it, like, there's not, like, someone out there testing and saying, okay, this is military grade. And
well,
what would even determine that? Anyhow, just that the military is going to use it?
Well, I always thought of, like, before it was military grade, it was mil-spec, right? Mil-spec?
Or mil-spec.
I always thought mil-spec meant, especially with weapons, that we knew that these parts were going to break, and the armor has been trained on how to fix these parts, and we sold these parts to him so that when they do break, you know how to fix them. And so this will hold up because everything that is repairable, we're going to make repairable at the company level.
Yeah, that's not a bad take there at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the NV side or NVG side, I'm not sure. I haven't messed around with anything other than the stuff that I had about the unit and in the military.
So. And which year? What year were you in, Bob? Years?
97 to 2019, 2020.
I'm sure you've used the latest stuff. I wouldn't even know how to activate that stuff.
Oh, that's crazy.
I wouldn't know how to activate this stuff. Wow. The one I used to use had a crank on the bottom of it that you had to flip from one side to the other, and I mean, it went, but then everything was illuminated in front of you. It was great. You looked a little bit like somebody who, you know, maybe survived Chernobyl.
Gosh, I wish I knew.
Here's a good question, and it's about military stuff. Anonymous asks, I'm looking at purchasing a single PVS-14. I'd love to hear more about the mounting system Bob mentioned last week, but I cannot afford two units right now. Which eye should I mount the PVS for, my shooting eye or my non-dominant eye, and why?
Yeah, you really, that's a good question, but you have to go back and forth and try both, because some people have dominant eyes, like I'm shooting, but that also applies to night vision and being able to see both if you are using PVS-14. I mean, really, there isn't a true answer to it. You have to flip it back and forth and see what works better for you on the shooting side. So on the PVS-14, it must have just been right at the time. It might have been in my SF days too before going to Panos. You have to screw around with it because we would be like, I would keep those things down while I did my CQB, like coming into target, they'd be down. It was PVS-14, so it'd be under one eye. And then instead of flipping it up and going like to white light, or even if I did go white light, I'd keep the knob down the whole time and just use my other. So I used the PVS-14 on my left eye and then shot with my right eye because I'm used to shoot my gut anyhow. But it was like figuring out which way, like, can you keep that thing down, go to white light and only see your dot? And then when you're outside, can you still have it on the left side down and still be able to just see the night vision? PVS-14s, they're kind of cool because of that. But you gotta screw around with it and see what eye works better behind the glass. And what comes up better. I wish I had like a, yep, it has to be left eye and whatever your shooting eye is, you know, the opposite eye is PVS-14, but it might be different for everyone.
That's a good answer, though. Darren asks, have you guys ever tried or tested some of the Comblock surplus NVGs? They're much cheaper, but I'm still leery. Yeah, I actually did some research for this one, Darren. They are cheaper. You can get them for $250. And not all of them will, some of them will take Western batteries, but not all will. I know one dude, and this is years ago, he bought some, but they were meant to plug in to an ATC's electrical system, so he was kind of screwed. Yeah. Also, you got no service, no warranty, probably no spares, so I'm guessing you enjoy them while you can. I would, if you're really going to get serious, I would save a little money, put some money aside, and get something that's made over here.
It has a service. Yeah, you guys, it has service available to it, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Service available to it. We are about to run out of time. So before we run out of time, let me pay the homage I need to pay to you guys because I haven't really had, I've been listening too much. I listen too much to the stories. This is my shortcoming. Lee Williams, he is the investigative reporter, the sole investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find him at saf.org. He is the sole writer at armedamericannews.com. And everything he does, which, I mean, a lot of his work shows up at Amaland, The Truth About Guns, anywhere that they're talking about gun issues, he's sort of the one that goes out there because of the deep diving. All of it begins at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller. Bob is a highly experienced gunfighter. He has fought on a level that most people are never going to know. And therefore, if you go to take one of his classes, it's going to be one of those. It's a little bit like going to a master, if you will. He wouldn't say so. He'll giggle about it because Bob is
self-deprecating.
That's why I might mute you. That's fine. Just be quiet. Let me do my thing. If you can find him at gametresolutions.com, you should go book a class. Guys, thanks very much for joining me today.
Heck yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us again.
Yes, sir. Think, aim, fire. I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.